Good morning and good morning. I'm speaking with Chris Reichenbach from the U.S. Forest Service in Duluth. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Jay, and this is Chris. And actually, I'm up in Ely. I'm at the Fire Information Center for the Pecami Creek Fire.
Okay, so you're on the scene.
Yeah.
I should have known that because you usually are. Tell me about this. This thing started mid-month, I guess, August, and now it's kind of grown to it. Latest word I have is, what, 130 acres?
That's correct.
And this is in the BWCA.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, where exactly is the Pecami Creek
fire? Yeah, it's approximately 14 miles east of Ely. It is in the wilderness. It's kind of between Pecami Creek and Lakes 1 and 2. And currently it's kind of a long, kind of a pickle shape. It's about a mile and a half long, and you're right, total 130 acres that was actually burned. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of oriented northwest to south.
You're going to let it burn? Is that the idea, but just going to watch it, or how does that work?
Oh, well, actually, it actually started as a lightning strike. We first detected it around the 18th of August, so which happens quite often, especially out in the wilderness. We'll have lightning strikes. We have some other fires, too. They're very, very small. They'll kind of smolder for a while, and then if conditions line up like they did last Friday, sometimes these fires will come up and they'll grow and move. And what happened last Friday on the 25th for the Pecami Creek fire was that the conditions did line up, the humidities went down, the wind kind of increased, came from the north, and the fire made a short run going south. And we did get out on the fire. Actually, the conditions changed, so the fire stopped moving, and it hasn't moved since Friday. It's pretty much just staying there and kind of smoldering in place. And it's actually helping to reduce the fire. It's burning the fuels, doing a complete job. And you know, fire is part of the ecology, so Our approach on this fire, and we do have an interagency incident management team. It's the Minnesota Team B, Type 2 team, that was arrived on the fire on Monday to assist the local district in managing the fire. Our priorities are to keep the fire in the wilderness. We want it to keep the public safe, keep the firefighters safe. But we don't have any closures, and we don't plan any closures, at least at this time. We are providing safe access for wilderness visitors, particularly in the Lake 1 and 2 area. We have safety crews out there in the field that are making contact with visitors. We have crews that are out on the fire keeping an eye on things, and we also have aerial resources that are both available to do the recon. Our Forest Service beavers have been doing regular flyovers, and then we also have a helicopter, a 215 water scooper plane, and a tanker to also help when we need water resources.
Well, now we're talking to you, and you're in Ely. Now we're a little wet here. Have you been getting into this rain?
We've been getting a little bit. Today's probably the wettest, and the forecast is to get some appreciable rain. There's been quite a difference to the season, and I think a lot of people haven't realized, I know I didn't realize in Duluth, that, we've been hearing how dry and how droughty it was to the north, and there's quite a different situation up here and along the border and up in Canada. They've had a lot of fires because it is drier.
Well, before I let you go, to put this in perspective, apparently this is not too far from the Fernberg Trail and other development in that area, so containment is probably what you're going to try to do?
Exactly. And actually, right now, the incident team has tentative plans. We're looking at Friday the earliest, or possibly over the weekend, whenever we get the right conditions. We've been preparing to do a burnout operation or a firing operation in the area just east of the fire, between the fire and the Lakes 1 and 2 area. And the whole point of that is that we want, there's some benefits to fire. It's part of the ecology. It renews the forest and the habitat. But this one is so close to could move and possibly threaten the area outside of the wilderness. So we're planning this burnout activity. Like I said, if we get the right conditions, the earliest would be tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll kind of keep looking for a window over the weekend.
Well, sounds like forest firefighters are going to have a busy Labor Day weekend. And anyway, stay safe. We will check with you if we get more information. And hopefully everybody stays safe and you get a lot of rain and you put this thing out.
Okay, and I just want to mention that anybody that wants to follow, we're putting daily updates on the interweb at www.incieweb.org website.
Good enough. We've been talking with Chris Reitenbach from the Duluth office, but she's now in Ely with the U.S. Forest Service talking about the Pagami Creek fire. Thank you so much. Have a good day, and I will let you get back to work.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. Bye.